Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This week's Torah commentary for Parashat Shoftim was written by Rabbi Rafi Cohen, Director of Admissions of the Rabbinical School and H.L. Miller Cantorial School of JTS. Making space for community. For 2 weeks this summer, I was a visiting educator at Ramah Sports Academy. My responsibilities were fairly typical for a visiting rabbi at camp, leading classes for campers and staff, supporting a particular Eidah age group. But I also had an opportunity to assist the summer mashgiach in assessing and repairing the Eruv before Shabbat. The camp's Eruv, a ritual legal enclosure fixed for the purpose of allowing activities such as carrying from one domain to another on Shabbat, was constructed using some of the natural boundaries around camp. To identify the sight line of the trees at the far end of a field or a stream of water that connects one part of camp to another as part of the created boundary, string and small wooden posts were affixed along parts of the camp periphery. When it was my turn to get in the golf cart and check the Eruv, I was expecting some fun along with a minimum of physical labor. Yet securing the Eruv and thereby providing others the opportunity to navigate a dimension of Shabbat offered an occasion to think about the responsibility we hold toward others in our Jewish community. When the work was complete and Shabbat arrived, I had a newfound appreciation for the purposes of Eruvim and understanding Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Bazeh, all of Israel are responsible for each other. Creating a ritual opportunity and peace of mind for an entire community is a sacred task. And having previously discussed these ancient words with campers, I now had a more personal connection to these safeguards. There are two possible roots for the words Eruv and Arevim that are worth exploring against the backdrop of the end of Parashat Shoftim. First, an Arev can be a loan guarantor or standard co-signer, someone who takes responsibility for another. The wordplay between an Arev and Eruv is interesting because the enactment of an Eruv guarantees an individual or community's ability to observe certain aspects of Shabbat. The second and more common derivation from Arevim is mixing, as in a ta'arovet mixture, when different types of food are combined. An Eruv is when domains are mixed or blended so that one can carry on Shabbat from one domain to another. Some people feel bound to others by looking out for them, and as the campers discussed, feel connected through others' actions. Just as an Eruv blends domains and reduces the separation between them, the act of putting up an Eruv bonds people through collective responsibility. The very end of Shoftim invites us to examine the idea of Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Bazeh and Eruv with the law of Egla Arufa, a heifer whose neck is broken. As the text states, when a person is killed by an unknown murderer and the body is found abandoned in a field, the elders of the city located closest to the deceased must go to the body and make a special sacrifice asking for forgiveness that innocent blood had been shed. The elders arrive and say, "Our hands did not shed this blood, nor did our eyes see this crime." This is a strange remark. Why would the camp elders be associated with this murder, or even considered guilty of such an act? And if the elders are not responsible, for what are they seeking forgiveness? The Talmud offers the following explanation. Rather, the elders declared, "We did not see him and let him depart without food or escort." Chizkuni, a 13th century commentator, elaborates that a host was responsible for sending a traveler with adequate provision and protection. According to our sages, one is duty-bound to provide his guest with 5 amenities: food, drink, accompanying him a short distance when he leaves, providing him with a bed if he wishes to stay for the night, and to give him an ever so minimal gift on his departure. The elders' expression of failure to look after the person's well-being weighed on them and disturbed them. Their comment suggests a level of accountability they strived for in and beyond their domains. It's an idea that is inherent to the meaning of a true Eruv. Behind the law of Egla Arufa is the principle that one might try being responsible for what occurs outside of the areas where one is fully in control. The law highlights the responsibility of the community and its leaders for what they do and for what they might have prevented from being done. The establishment of an Eruv does not simply mean that a community is enclosed or surrounded by a wall. Rather, the formation of an Eruv indicates that people have created a shared collective, accepting responsibility for what occurs within one's individual jurisdiction while being compassionate and connecting to what occurs outside of it.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. And discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.